If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the alien, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your forefathers forever and ever. But look, you are trusting deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods who you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, we are safe, safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I've been watching, declares the Lord. Go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called to you, but you did not answer. And therefore what I did to Shiloh, I will do now to the house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave to you and your fathers. I will thrust you from my presence, just as I did all your brothers and all the people of Ephraim. And so do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. And do you not see what they are doing, the towns of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fires, and the women knead the dough and make cakes of bread for the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field, and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Jeremiah 7:5-20. Every January since 1947, the hands on the doomsday clock are repositioned. This is a tracking of time to man's destruction by his own hand. And as of January in 2023, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight. The latest change from the war in Ukraine, where superpowers held by and led by super egos are playing God with devices and with lies, with deception, with delusions, and with death. They are being called to account by no one. They use Vegas-style betting to believe that they can beat the odds, and they believe in their hearts that what they do will be praised by history down the road. It's a game they can't win. A game being played out in all fronts of life, and a game that will come to an end that they believe they survive or their agenda will, and everyone and everything else is replaceable. Why do people continue on paths that lead to destruction? I often refer back to the Batman movie where Heath Ledger played the Joker. There were four other men working for the Joker in the movie, and each had a special job to do to complete the bank heist that they were going to pull off. What happened is that each completed their task, and they were then slain by the guy whose job it was next to complete, until the only one left to finish the heist was the Joker himself, and he simply drove off with all the loot. A heart filled with evil will never believe itself of being able to be caught in its own trap or snare that it has set up for another. This, the blindness filling hearts today. It is so that any more you can't believe what you hear or see, as the story will be changed to protect someone or details will be changed to fit a narrative. Lies are too easily justified and truths are hidden. Agendas are set and monies are changing hands under the cover of night. So busy are people today believing that they got away with it. So unbalanced has the system of justice become that their beliefs become justification, and those causing the greatest harm and damage are compensated for their troubles by those that they have inconvenienced or harmed. Today it appears that those who heed God's warnings are the true enemies in this world, that those who seek to protect life are causing death, And from those who once believed that all of life is worth protecting, they are now willing to sacrifice those same lives during and up to 15 weeks of that baby's development. After that 15th week, though, they're willing to step into the game and protect that same baby who up through that 15th week could feel no pain, so they say. This isn't about a child's life. It is to appease those who would persecute the pro-lifer and to ease the conscience of those who sit on the fence. The food supply is becoming unstable, not because of limited resources or production, but because it is and has been for some years now under the cover of night been genetically modified and now is being injected with or grown to produce the foundations for mRNA. This was used in the shots given to the masses of people worldwide in the past 3 years and is now known to cause harm to anything it is presented into. What you may not have been told is that this is a gene editing mechanism, and by it they are changing all forms of life, human, plant, and animal, and soon there will be nothing that is not touched or affected by it. I would invite you to go to Get a Life Ministries with Pastor Billy Crone and watch Bible prophecies about Klaus Schwab and those following his lead. It will both burn in your heart and sear your eyes as you hear and see from the lips of those who follow him and his father, the devil, what their intentions are for the people of this world. This passage, going back to from Jeremiah, paints a pretty clear picture of the hearts of men, of the people in the days of Jeremiah, and even more so of the people chosen by God that he called to be his own. If we look closely, it is as though we are looking at a mirror today, and the reflection we see is very clear. Time has not clouded the mirror as it does the physical. Spiritually, we have fallen away, and time is no longer a friend, but has become an enemy to man. I would invite you to visit our church website at foundationsbiblechurch.org and listen to the 7:23 message given by Pastor Darren on this passage in Jeremiah. He hides no truths. He shares the hard things of this passage, and he shows through the events and actions that the beliefs of people today, like those of Israel, will not remain hidden, and that it is not the hand of man that one needs to fear, but the hand of God. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which bears my name, and say, we are safe, safe to do all these detestable things? Jeremiah 7, 9, and 10. As Christians, we have come to accept a level of detestable thoughts, actions, and deeds. We have embraced sin. We have accepted that God will meet us where we are, but refuse the change that is required of us. We want to wear our old and comfortable garments, but enjoy the perks of the new ones offered without taking off the old and putting on the new. How easy has it become to justify something you said or did? Do you ever feel shame anymore? Do you go to church for the message to worship, or because it's what you have done for so long you don't even think about it anymore? Do you defend the truth? Do you reveal him when opportunity presents itself, or do you slide into the shadows afraid to speak? What if, not by hearing the fullness of God's word, the life you live is a lie? What if this is you God is speaking to from this passage? Today we are the temple of God. His Holy Spirit resides in us, and those who are saved by the blood of Jesus through the grace of God, we are changed, not perfect. And we now see the ways of God at work in our lives. We hear his voice. We seek his will in our lives, and we want to be changed. We fear falling into the shadows, and we find we have run out of excuses for ourselves, and we seek freedom in the truest form, that of the truth of Jesus. It is not man's clock that should be feared, but God's closing of time, for with it shall come judgment. Now's the time, and today is the day to get into a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough to say you believe in God, but one must give their lives to Jesus to know God the Father. Your church can't save you. Your faith in something or someone won't save you. It is only through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, lived out not by words alone, but by faith and works, by putting into action what he has given you, moving to act and to forward the work of his kingdom. Christians, as time draws to a close, welcome him with the fullness of a changed and righteous and holy heart. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger, but am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame? This must be asked by each of us today. Whose am I? Maranatha.